Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer, I'm an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki Master Teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. That through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that have kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I also help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, truly live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy and balance and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. So you can call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that angelic advice is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those calls, once again, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Thanks for listening in. Again, if you're listening in on computer, by phone, Perhaps you're listening to the over 100 shows that have been archived on the Blog Talk Radio site, as Angel Healing House Radio has been on the air now for more than 2 years. Maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Now, everyone, here we are, 3 weeks into 2014, with many people wondering how they can be of best service in this new age, in this very new year, with so many of the old attitudes and outdated ways of doing things absolutely breaking down. And my January's Angel Healing House newsletter, entitled Your Passion Creates the New Age, addresses your role as part of this very new beginning. Through my business, Angel Healing House, I've been helping clients find their passion for life again. You know, once a person finds their passion, they begin to affect their lives positively, and as a result, their realities begin to change positively. You know, if you'd like to create a different life for yourself in 2014, remember that you cannot create a new life with the same old tools that did not work in previous years. If you need some new tools and angelically channeled insights and messages on creating your own life, you can book my intuitive counseling and Reiki life transformative and life-changing sessions and an angel reading on 831-277-3716, which is the number to call after the show for Angel Healing House. That number for Angel Healing House and to book your sessions is 831-277-3716, or you can email me at my email address, which is Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Your new life is waiting for you to step forward and make the first step towards manifesting it into reality. Also, to sign up for that Angel Healing House newsletter that I did mention, please send me your request and your email address to Candy at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com, and Angel Healing House is all one word. That's also a reminder that my posse of angels and I have been posting some of the channel topics that we've shared on my program on my Claire Candy Hoff YouTube channel. I'd love for you to watch my videos, and if you'd like what you see and hear, please feel free to share them with others. I also would love you to take a look at Angel Healing House Facebook page on Facebook, as it's filled with my channel's angel newsletters, and it also has daily reminders from the posse of angels with inspirational sayings to give your day a lift, to brighten your outlook, to shine light on what is positive, what is enlightening and uplifting, always focusing on our infinite blessings. I see that we have a few callers on the line, 678, you are the first caller, which will be picked up, but if you're a regular listener, you know that I like to take about 15 minutes or so to talk about our topic of the day. And the topic of today is ease, the grace, and the flow of life. You know, the topic of the ease, grace, and flow of life, it came as a result of a new client that I had this past week. Now, at the beginning of our session together, this lovely lady named Marty, and Marty is not her real name, but Marty told me that one of her favorite movies and favorite books of all time was The Secret, and that she followed the laws of attraction. You know, when I asked Marty about how she followed the laws of attraction, she said that she was diligent in putting up vision boards and looking at them every day, and she did affirmations to get the things that she most desired in life. You know, I asked her how all of those things were working for her. She replied that really nothing had manifested for her that was on the vision board or from her affirmations that she said, even though she was diligent about doing these two things every single day. As the posse of angels and I looked into her energetic field, it appeared to us that her energies were quite negative, and they seemed to be very muddied, and there was very little light that was emitting from her. So, with her saying that she followed the laws of attraction, I asked her what she did to physically look after herself, which was to look after her diet and her exercise. She laughed out loud and said that with all her stress and running around and her great workload that she had, she lived on Red Bull, and she just grabbed takeout food on the run, and she didn't have any time to exercise at all, as this was not a priority for her. She went on to tell me that at the young age of 38, she was experiencing heart palpitations. She often lost her voice, and she was suffering from sheer exhaustion all the time. She added that part of her exhaustion came from dealing with her negative and controlling mother, who made her feel so angry, unlistened to, and who she absolutely hated. I asked her if she made time to do something that was nurturing and nourishing for her soul to relieve her stress, and if she did anything creative and rewarding for herself, you know, things like playing a musical instrument or painting or drawing or singing or doing some sort of craft work or even writing or journaling. Again, she laughed out loud, and she said she used to love playing the piano, but there was no time anymore for anything like that. She went on to say is all she did now was work to make more money. When I asked her about her relationship, she said that she was very unlucky in love and that all her relationships were with men who were very materialistic. All they did was care about money, and they were very negative. Now, this client did not know it, but like was certainly attracting like in her life, with her constant quest for just going after more money and losing the balance in her life. She was attracting very materialistic men to herself, and she putting her focus on negativity with hating her mother, she was drawing very negative men to herself. So what she didn't realize was that the laws of attraction were really working for her. Here was someone who intellectually was following the laws of attraction, but truly she was missing the major component. For without this one important component, none of her desires were manifesting, and quite frankly, none would ever manifest for her. And this one important component is to have the matching energy within ourselves that matches the giving, the abundant, the limitless vibration of the universe. Because the universe is a giving machine. It only knows to answer our desires. And in Marty's case, she was pushing herself and working all the time for money. She was putting her emphasis on being negative in her relationship, and what she got back was the exact same mirror. So this one component is to have that matching energies. So by being the same joyful, light, creative, receiving energy, our frequency works like a powerful magnet to easily draw our heart's desires to ourselves. I went on to explain to Marty that there was nothing wrong in our lives with working hard, you know, and focusing on what we desire, but that that was the old way and that we were all taught and programmed to approach life in this way. You know, before August 20th, 2013, in the Piscean age, phrases like, well, life was never meant to be easy, and life is difficult, and even the ever-popular no pain, no gain, well, it became part of our vocabulary and had so many of us striving beyond human capacity and human capabilities to achieve ever more and more and more and measure up to someone else's idea of what we should be. Having now crossed over into the age of Aquarius, as many of us are living from a very different reality, we see things very differently. And it's one that has us letting go of controlling life and connecting through our hearts and allowing things to flow more gently in our lives. You know, we can only open up to receive when we let go of those things that are blocking us. For the emphasis of the new age is not so much on obtaining things and amassing money. I remember the quote in the 80s, you know, those with the most toys win. but now it's a kinder and it's a gentler world. But the focus now is on only doing that which makes us joyful and makes us feel fulfilled. You know, many of us, having cleared and cleansed our karma and the negativity inside that had us reacting to life, well, we're no longer being weighed down by negative emotions, and we are clear enough to be able to receive from God and the angels in the way that God wishes to give to us. You know, with our energies heightened and by only living in the nanosecond of the now, we are so invested in this present moment because many of us have come to realize that there only is the nanosecond of the now. There never has been a past, and the future is determined on what we do in the now. But living in the present moment and just awaiting for God to give to us, well, it truly will not help us to receive. If we are waiting for something to happen in order for us to experience joy or be fulfilled, well, we're actually telling the universe that we do not have all that we need. It's saying that we are not abundant. Okay, it's actually telling the universe that we are not abundant, just as we are with what we have. And it's saying, and if we're not abundant with the things that we exactly have in the present moment, then we're telling the universe that we are lacking. And this is one thing that that God and the angels have told us, is that abundance is our nature. And you guessed it. So by waiting for something to make us feel more joyful, make us feel more rich, make us feel more wealthy, make us feel anything other than what we're feeling in the present moment, the waiting will actually bring us more lack. You know, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that with so many of us focused on the present moment, we are now able to clearly engage with the flow of life. They're showing us that we are now energetically able to dance with the limitless and boundless possibilities of life truly giving to us. And the way that we stay connected to this dance of life is through our creativity. They're explaining that when we're creating and doing that which we love to do, we're in a state of complete absorption. It's our state of grace. This laser beam focus on our attention to creating links us directly to God's flow of life. And as such, it keeps us honed and sharpened to deal with all other challenges that we may encounter in life. You know, by allowing ourselves to stop controlling life or by always pushing, we allow our lives to flow with ease and grace in the natural way that it wishes to unfold. And what we're doing is actually developing deeper states of inner clarity. While many of us were programmed to do in order to succeed and achieve, the opposite is actually true. For it's only by going within and connecting with who we are can we then go into the physical world and easily carry out the intuitive messages to complete whatever needs to be done in our lives. When we're in a state of ease, grace, and flow, all of our actions are guided from within. Before we go on to talk more about this ease and grace and flow of life, let's go to our callers. 678, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with? Are you there? Can't hear anything from 678. 678, please do call back in. We don't seem to be connected at this time. see if you can call back in, and so I can get to your call. Okay, bye. We were talking about the ease and the grace and the flow of our lives. So by always creating this ease and flow, we become so in tune with the way that the universe and God and the angels wish to give to us. Then we are in perfect alignment with all other areas of our lives as well. You know, it used to be, listeners, that in the past, if one area of our lives was not working for us, we lived in a much denser, lower frequency vibration in our world. And so many of us still hadn't cleared and cleansed our karma. We still were carrying a lot of blocks and negative issues within us. And so if one or more area of our lives was not in flow and it was not in perfect order, well, it didn't really matter. And it didn't go on to affect other areas of our lives. But the more clear we get and the more in alignment we get with energies and the more we just live in honor and respect and alignment with that beautiful grace and flow, if any one area is out of our is out of sync and out of alignment in our lives, then you can bet that it will go on and muddy up and make all other areas of our lives not be in alignment for us. So by living this way, by living in that perfect alignment, it perpetually keeps the doors open for endless synchronicities to happen in our lives as just the right people, the right connections, and the right opportunities keep effortlessly showing up for us at just the right time. You know, once one has achieved living in a state of ease, well, there is nothing that is difficult in your life anymore, and there are no problems as one fully understands that everything is in divine order. We only get out of a state of ease and flow and grace if what appears in our reality, that we don't think it should be there. For some reason, we get affronted by what appears in our reality, and we start reacting negatively to it. When, if you take responsibility for your life and you know that everything happens for your highest good, and that the universe is always matching your energies and it's always bringing to you what's in your highest order in that very nanosecond of the now, then you realize that it's there for a purpose. It's not happened chance, and if not, something else should or should have turned up rather than what has turned up for you, this is the only reason why you would get one would get themselves out of a state of ease and grace and flow. Life only becomes rough or difficult if one has taken their focus away from that present moment and longing and wishing for something else to happen or manifest that they do not have now by accepting what is exactly in the now. One can then affect their lives and substitute and futile longing and yearning for things to be any different than they are by going on to focus onto what they can possibly change and take action to better their lives so that the future, what they hope the future will be exactly what they focused on in that present moment. So let's go to the phone lines and see if we can't get that caller 678 to connect. 678, you're on the line with the Angel Healing House. Hello? Are you there?
Hi, Candy.
Oh, hello, Cyril. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very, very well. So tell me, Cyril, do you have any trouble being in the ease and the grace and the flow of life?
Yes.
Just emphatically, yes. What do you find gets you out of the ease and flow of life?
Financial stability.
Thing, if you were financially secure, well, financially secure, a lot of people with less than you find financial security in in knowing that they are abundant and knowing that they will be provided for. So it's interesting when somebody mentions financial security, it could mean different things for different people. I mean, you know, or as, mm-hmm. as you know, spiritual beings having a human experience, all our needs are met. And it's difficult sometimes to say, well, you know, I need to pay these bills and I need to do this and I need to do that. And it's difficult to see how our needs are being met when, you know, we don't have those things readily available to us. But if you did achieve that level of financial stability, do you think then you would have that ease and flow in your life?
Yeah, I believe so.
You believe so. Okay. And so if you're not happy with the ease and flow of that financial stability or your current situation, what things is Cyril doing to change that or to affect what's in your present financial state?
Working on my thinking, my beliefs.
And, right, yeah, because our thoughts, I don't know if you've noticed in the last, even the last 2 months or 3 months, our rate of what we think and our rate of what we speak and our words, it's just amazing how quickly things manifest for us. Have you noticed that?
You know, I've been reading and hearing about it, but so far I haven't really seen it in my life.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe there are still some things that need to be let go of, in order to be clear enough to be able to manifest, you know, those things very rapidly in your life. Certainly, our thoughts are things and our belief systems. A lot of my clients are truly helped by, you know, once they switch their thinking to putting their focus and attention on the things that they don't have and really putting their focus and attention on saying, I am abundant. I am always provided for. And feeling that sense of completeness, of wholeness, these things, once they feel these, and that's what I was talking about or speaking about in the beginning of the topic today, is that this person, this client of mine, thought she was following the laws of attraction when everything she was doing in her life was negatively attracting negative things in her life. You know, she was actually in alignment, but her thoughts and her words and the feelings in her heart were negative. Now, I'm not saying that you're negative, but it helps tremendously, Cyril, when we're diligent about not allowing ourselves to dwell on what we don't have. You know, I am not where I should be. This tells the universe that God and the angels are not doing a good enough job when what they're doing for each and every one of us, and I know it's hard to believe sometimes, that they're actually matching our vibrational energy with what shows up in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the posse of angels are just coming in here, and they're saying to you specifically, Cyril, which is a message. It's for you specifically, but it's also going to help all of us that are listening now as a collective consciousness. What haven't you completed yet in your life that you could simplify your life to make it more streamlined or make it more simple? What they're asking you, what do you still need to complete in your life? This could be a completion around relationships. It could be a completion around, certification. It could be a completion. They're saying, in order for the new to come in for you, there's still some things which are outstanding and haven't been completed yet. And they're showing me, loose ends that need to be tied up?
You know, I'm not aware of any, because that's why I'm calling to seek some advice on it, because I think I've done what I need to do, but still there are some missing links.
Yeah. And what the Posse of Angels is pointing to with this question still need to complete. They're saying that they want us in this time period to really simplify our lives. You know, it could be, we know the usual ways to simplify is by decluttering our closets, you know, giving away old clothes, moving things along to free up space for ourselves. We could simplify our lives with our diet, you know, eating more organic produce, by making sure that we don't eat foods with pesticides and chemicals, artificial coloring, flavoring, preservatives, you know, things like that. So simplifying our diets, getting back to a more wholesome, natural way of living. We could simplify our relationships, you know. Is there anybody around you that is still draining you? It could be as simple as going on your computer and getting rid of old emails. Because anything that is taking up space that is not needed is stopping the new from coming in. And they're saying that that as we go through January, February, and certainly March is going to be a time where the new is going to start to come in. And those people that have really simplified their lives and have had their attention on really completing things, and tying up those loose ends, maybe in relationships, really letting people go or letting bygones be bygones, this will allow ourselves to open to fully receive. So there's a number of different areas that we can all do to simplify our lives and to get rid of those things that, you know, maybe have become, you know, routine in our lives, but are not serving ourselves anymore. Can you think of any areas, Cyril, that you might be able to simplify your life?
I can't think of any right now.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go to the cards.
Okay. What are the angels saying?
Okay. Let's see. Let's see if they have any suggestions for Cyril. But certainly, you know, I'll tell you one area which is interesting for me. I have lots and lots of people who have liked my Angel Healing House Facebook page and also are friends with me on my Claire Candy Hoff Facebook page. And, I noticed that you're a friend on my page, Cyril. And I love getting, you know, sort of your responses and things like that. But there's a lot of people on there that are just acquaintances of mine, and they show up in my news feed, and I've got thousands of people on there, and I've actually started to, you know, dwindle down the amount of people that show up in my news feed. It's overwhelming sometimes, and it's a good thing for us to look at different areas of our lives where we can simplify things. I know my husband and myself went on our computers this past week, and we were ruthless when it came to just getting rid of old emails that were no longer, they were no longer recent, they were no longer relevant, and it just frees up space for the new to come in. So let's go to the cards and see what comes in. Oh, this is a lovely card. Okay, they're telling you to hold on, basically. They're saying, hold on, Cyril, because the Ace of Cups comes up for you. Now, the Ace of Cups in this position is really telling you, Cyril, that you have certainly done a lot of spiritual work, and that the new is coming in, and it will start to flow in
a short amount of time. Now, again, the posse of angels, most of the angels have not lived an earthly existence, and so they don't know about time, you know, the restrictions of time in a lower dimensional reality. But they are saying that certainly this time in January was given to all of us to simplify, to detox, to declutter, and to complete things. So the new will start to come in as February continues, and certainly into March, April. They're saying you're going to be very busy in the summer months. Very, very busy. Are you waiting on a job offer? Are you waiting for a completion of a certification?
Well, I've not been happy in the job that I've been. So I started looking again for a different kind of a job in a different company.
Right. And
yeah,
how is
so
that?
That's what I'm doing now.
Okay. So what they're saying is your intention. The more that you can keep thanking God and the angels and saying, thank you for this incredible job. Thank you for this amazing job that I have. I work with like-minded people. My gifts and my talents are, you know, I'm financially remunerated and all of those things. The more that you can keep affirming and visualizing this extraordinary job that you have, it's going to come into reality, they're saying. The next part for you is the Ten of Cups. More cups. And they're saying that you will, I don't know, are you in a relationship now, Cyril?
Yes.
Okay, they're saying that this relationship is only going to deepen. It is only going to become even better. The cups, the Ace of Cups and the Ten of Cups, and they're saying your life will start to flow, and don't give up. That's what they're saying, don't give up. You will realize that dream of taking your, and the next card is the Ten of Wands. So you got 1-1-1. Okay, so it's saying very new beginnings for Cyril, as we go into February and certainly in March, and that you are going to be very busy in the summertime. So they're saying, hold on, and they're applauding you. They're applauding you for you know, all the things that you've done, and your intentions will be fulfilled. But don't put any restrictions as to how and when they're fulfilled.
Uh-huh.
So I hope that's been helpful.
Yeah, that really helped. And your video with Asara was so nice.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Well, it's been lovely speaking to you, Cyril, and go out and take care of yourself.
Thank you so much, Candy.
Okay, lots of love. Bye.
Love.
Let's go to our next caller, 719. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy. This is Julia. How are you?
Hi, Julia. I'm fine. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado.
Colorado, and tell me, have you had taken this time to complete things, to simplify, maybe detox or declutter?
Well, actually, I kind of am going in another direction. I did actually start a new fitness program yesterday. It's the
Excellent.
Zumba, so that's something
Zumba.
New.
Yeah, Zumba is one of those things where when you do it, you don't even realize you're exercising.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, it's fun, but it's funny when you haven't done anything like that in a long time. It's like you're so stiff. Your body was like, wait a minute, I can't move like that anymore. But I think it'll be fun. And go ahead.
I was going to say, Julie, it's funny whenever through the years, whenever I started a new fitness program or something like that, and I went to a gym, I would always start off in the back, and I would know that I was making some progress if I was brave enough to move up to either the middle of the class or certainly to the front of the class.
Yep. It's like I have to be close enough where I can watch the instructor so I can see, you know, what her footwork is doing. And, you know, but it was fun and it's definitely different. So, and I like the fact that you don't feel like you're exercising. It's not like, you know, doing squats or, you know, anything like that.
Well, they're applauding you for that, you know, because, you know, the longest journeys begin with the first step. And so
yeah.
You've made that first step.
by addressing
definitely.
Your physicality. So any other concerns besides the physical fitness?
Yep, of course. My mind. I have gone around with my relationship with my spouse and to the point where I don't even feel like I can trust my own thoughts with it anymore. I was a little suspicious, and he tried to assure me that nothing's going on. And it's like I'm a dog with a bone. I can't just seem to let it go, and I don't understand why. And it's frustrating, but I just can't seem to let go of the suspicion. And it's so, you know, they say to trust your intuition or whatever, but it's like in between my intuition and my head, it's gotten all twisted around.
Okay, well, the posse of angels is certainly saying that please do not distrust your intuition. They're saying that if you are sensing that there is something that's not right or something that's underhanded, it certainly is there for a reason. Many of us that are over the age of 40, we were told to suppress our intuition. You be the good girl, or don't think that way, or to subjugate and sublimate, what we know to be true in our hearts. If your heart is telling you something, Julia, then that's truth for you. Don't ever discount that. Don't ever discount that. And that's the barometer of the new age, is thinking with your heart, is feeling your way through life. And if we discount that, then it's interesting with today's topic. You're actually stopping the flow and the ease and the grace of life working out for you if you discount your intuition. That's what you're doing. Now, let's go to the cards and see if the posse of angels can give us some insight in this. This is an interesting card that we started with, the chariot. Okay, two things that they're saying here. One of the things they're saying is that all will be revealed. Okay. All will be revealed. If you've seen in the news, if you've noticed snippets of news stories or things that have come across, the Facebook pages or things like this, there are so many people who are being caught out in lies that they've told, in self-serving things that they've said one thing, but then it's come back to bite them in the behind because, of something that they've done in the past that they hoped wouldn't be revealed. But everything is going to be revealed now. And they're saying, all you need to do in this situation to hold tight to what you know to be true and hang on to your personal power. And also the chariot is a card of movement. And they're saying that as we get out of January and as we move into February, there will be more forward movement, and with that forward movement that they're saying that more will be revealed to you. But they're stressing. They're really stressing. And it's a seven card, which is about divine spiritual work on this planet. And they're saying, please don't discount what you know to be true in your heart. The next card is a one card. The one card, which is the Magician. And here the posse of angels are saying that all you need to do is to step into this role of the magician, of the alchemist. The alchemist doesn't get anywhere by second-guessing who he is. He takes all the forces of the universe and works with all of those energies to bring about a desired outcome. What is your desired outcome with all of this, Julia?
To know the truth.
To know the truth. And you know what? The posse of angels are saying that you know the truth already. You have this feeling inside of you, and they said not to discount this. not to discount this. They're really pleading with you. Don't second guess yourself. The next card is, isn't this? This is such a powerful reading. You've got the Chariot, which is the personal power. You've got the Magician. The Magician doesn't answer to anybody. The Magician states what he knows to be true, what is truthful for his heart. And the next card is the Justice card. And they're saying, sweetheart, justice will be done in this situation. It's an 11 card. It's an Ascended Master card. And they're saying all you need to do is hold on to the truth that you know it to be in your heart, and all will be revealed. Also, they're saying you didn't do anything wrong in this situation, because there is no right or there is no wrong. And if you have drawn this to yourself, then it's actually a good thing, because nothing in these energies, nothing can remain anymore that's out of alignment with the divine, that's out of alignment with truth. If anything, this is the year of the visionary. This is the year of truth, as we see so many things being revealed. So I'd love to give you a further reading on this. I have to get to other calls, but I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yeah, very much. It's just, you know how it is when that mind kicks in. It's like it just doesn't want to let go, and it's like, oh, you can drive yourself crazy thinking.
You know what would help? It would help you enormously if you started to put all of that worry and all of that monkey mind chatter going over and over and over and over and over on what you cannot control, on your creativity, and how can I bring joy into my own life.
Excellent.
Okay. Well, I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
Very much. It has. Thank you so much. I'm glad I called.
I'm glad you called, too. I'd love to hear more from you. And like I said, if you'd like to take this into a further intuitive counseling session, you can always get my Angel Healing House website. Click and take it from there.
All right. Thank you so much, and you have a great day.
Take care, Julia. You too.
Take
bye-bye.
Care. Bye.
Take care. Thank you so much. And that goes for all of us. Please, everyone, never discount your truth. Never discount what your heart is telling you to be true. Let's go to our next caller, 831. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
You are speaking with Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Where are you calling from?
California.
Hi,
and I want to thank you, ladies. A while back, you had told me about a significant someone, and I found him. And we are getting married in March.
Oh, my gosh. This is wonderful. Oh, my gosh. The posse of angels are wearing white now, and they're waving banners. They're waving banners. It's just like this beautiful celebration they're showing me. Oh, my gosh, Lisa, that's such lovely news.
Well, thank you. So, on that note, I am financially strapped at the moment, and I have been putting my angels and ascended masters and positive thoughts and everything out there for a job to open up or money to come my way. Where and how and, you know, what's our future with our two children?
Okay, all right. They're saying, they're just pointing to this gorgeous, like-minded, beautiful celebration of two souls, these two beautiful souls coming together. And they're saying that all of your intentions, all of your prayers, all of your wishes, all of your pleading and begging and crying has gone into the vortex of desires, of intentions, of wishes, of all of that. And where we're at the moment is it's not like a holding pattern as such, but it's allowing for us to streamline our lives. That's where we are at the moment. And we're almost out of that phase as we get into late January. I mean, it's late January already, but I mean after the 28th into February and on into March. So they're saying
take one more look in your closet. Where can you streamline your life? Where, because this is coming in for you. They're saying this is coming in for you. You did it because it was written into your DNA, Lisa. It was written into all of our DNAs that we would do the work, we would follow our hearts. You know, every time we got knocked down, we were like the little Energizer bunny, and we got up and shook ourselves off and kept following the light as light workers. And now it's a payoff in this year. Might not come in the way and the when and the how that you think it's going to come in, but it definitely will be prayers answered this year, and it must be answered in order to get those visionary light workers out and seen in very prominent areas, whether it's our books or whether it's our radio shows or whether it's our talk, you know, to a much wider audience. And they say, please do not discount any of this or think that it's not going to happen. Okay, let's go to the cards. And they're saying, just keep visualizing yourself and saying, I love this new job position of mine. I love it. I love working with these people that are like-minded and being financially remunerated, and I'm in such joy. Keep stressing the creativity and the joy of this position and the beautiful relationship that you're going to bring to yourself. And this must manifest. This must manifest for you, Lisa. You've done too much clearing for it not to manifest.
I thank you. And it does work, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you, 8 years I did a very emotional, spiritual, materialistic, financial, personal relationship detox, I call it. And on my birthday last year, March 6th, I said, I'm ready. And on March 9th, I met the man of my dreams. So it does work.
Okay, I just pulled three cards, but let me see. I'm asking the posse of angels. They're saying that this is your twin flame. Do you realize that this is your twin flame?
Yes, I knew that when I saw.
There's no question about it. Kudos to you because I met my twin flame 10 years ago, me and Petey, and I'm very vocal about our relationship, and it hasn't happened very much on the earth plane because people haven't been clear enough to draw that divine complement to themselves. So this is testament. This is testament to how clear you are and how the rest of your life will line up now. I mean, it's got to. There's no question about it. Okay, go on.
No, on my birthday, actually 3 birthdays ago, I wrote a list of everything that I wanted in a relationship and what I was looking for in a man, and we were merging our houses in October. Well, just recently, I pulled out this notebook, and I started to giggle at myself before I even opened it. And when I did, I started reading everything, and he's it. He's everything.
Lisa, I did that 6 months. I wrote a decree 6 months before we met. I wrote a decree to God saying, thank you for my twin flame relationship. And the pen and I went on to write. Actually, the pen was doing automatic writing for a lot of the time. And 6 months later, at a party, at a come as your favorite rock star party, I went as Stevie Nicks. He came as Elvis. And 5 days later, he asked to marry me. And he actually wanted to ask to marry me after 3 days, but he thought he would wait for 5. So, and he was everything on that list. So it does happen. It's not pie in the sky. And if you're clear enough for you to draw it to yourself, then it happens with ease and grace and flow, like we're talking about the topic today. But your cards for today are stunning. They're all yellow cards, yellow, bright, sunny. The first card that's coming out is the movement card. This is the Knight of Wands. This is the knight that ants in his pants. He can't wait to make movement, and it's usually movement in a career or movement in home. And, honey, you got it in spades in both areas.
Okay, next card is the Six of Pentacles. This is either you giving back because of the money that you're going to be making, or people in higher position are going to be supporting and fostering you and promoting you and your gifts and talents. And the third one is the Nine of Pentacles, which is the nine is completion around financial stability. But all of these cards are pointing to the new coming in and the movement of your life. So once again, the posse of angels are shaking those laurel wreaths and those banners, and they're saying kudos to you, Lisa, because you have been running a spiritual race, whether you know it or not, for the last 10 years, and you're at the finish line, so they're applauding you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Oh, I'm sending you so much love. Please keep in touch with me. Let me know what your journey is like, and you can send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Such wonderful news.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you all.
Okay, you look after your beautiful self. Take care.
You too, ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
We have time for one more caller. 917, I think I can squeak you in. 917, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Who am I speaking with?
This is Lisa as well.
Oh, hi. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
New York. Okay, Lisa. I have about 3 minutes. What is your question?
Oh, regarding for today, I actually have a talk that I'm doing. I just want to know what the angels see for me to support me to be in excellence and speak from my highest self and living my vision.
Okay, highest self and living your vision. All you have to be, I'm shuffling the cards now, and all the posse of angels are saying to you is to be as authentic, honest, open, and transparent as you possibly can. You were gifted with divine gifts, and the more you recognize them and the more that you share them with humanity, the more that you will shine and radiate out that light for people to see you and promote you and support you and foster you. A lot of times you second-guess yourself, Lisa. Don't do that anymore. For your highest vision of who you are, all you need to do is be. And great things are going to come to you. The message first is the Page of Pentacles, and that's about bringing more abundance to yourself. The next card is the Ace of Wands, which is about new beginnings. Do you have a book inside of you? Do you have a...
Yes, I do.
Okay, that book needs to come out. In fact, today's your lucky day because, really, I have about a minute to close the show now. I will call you after the show to continue this reading. How about
please,
that?
Absolutely. I'm excitedly waiting.
Okay. I will call you at that 917 number, and I'll speak to you soon. I have to close the show now.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Lots of love. Bye. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
And that just about wraps up the show for today. Thank you to all the callers and listeners for tuning into the program. Thank you to those who are listening to the archive shows. If you'd like to receive my Uplifting Enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send me your request to Candy at angelhealinghouse.com. If you'd like to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded Guided Angel Meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth. Go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. And for all of those that are waiting, it's here. Start acting like you are living the life of your dreams with ease and flowing grace in this very moment, the nanosecond of the now. Take care, everyone, and I so look forward to speaking with you next week. Bye.